Okay, so let's talk about this week's parsha and the title of the shiur, right? It's called The Stubborn Nature of the Addict and His Medicine. So what does that have to do with this week's parsha? So we learn in this week's parsha the following. We learn about the Eved Ivri. Person gets sold as an Eved, and in this parsha, it happens to be talking about somebody who is sold because he stole, and there's a term, and he can't pay up his debt, and there's a term for how long he can be sold for, and that's up to and including 6 years, and then he goes free. Now, should for whatever reason he want to stay, and the pasuk says he'll say, "Ahavti es Adoni ve'es Ishti." I love my master and my wife because he can get actually a shivcha knanis if he already was married before going into the avdus. He could be used to breed with the shivcha knanis, and in any case, he's happy to be in this state and he wants to stay. So the Torah says, well, he could stay, but he has to go through a process in order to stay, and this is what it describes in Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav. V'gisho Adonav Elo Elohim, or Elohim really, because I think it's Bezdin. So his master will take him to the Bezdin. V'gisho El Adelos O Elamazuzah, he'll take him to the door. V'rotza Adonav is of the Bar Matzeah. And his master will pierce his ear with an awl. V'avodol Yolam. And then he will be a servant for him, quote, forever. Chazal's Masorah is, La'olam is until Yovel. And we'll see about that in a minute. That's the 50th year in the Shemitah cycle. Seven cycles of Shemitah is 49, and then an additional year is Yovel. And he would go out by Yovel. Now, what's this ritual here? Why are we piercing this fellow's ear? So Rashi brings down a Gemara in Kedushin. And the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so said Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oizen Zois, this ear, Sheshama al Harsinai Lesignoiv, which heard on Harsinai do not steal, Vaholoch Vaganav, and this guy went and stole anyway, because remember, this Eved Ivri in this Parsha, Chazal understands is talking about somebody who stole and didn't have enough money to pay back what he stole. So this person that heard at Harsinai, do not steal, and yet he stole anyway, Tirtza, so his ear should be pierced, which is a symbolic act to get it through, quote, his thick head, to get it through, to help him realize that he wasn't listening to the mitzvahs properly. That's one point. And then he goes on to say, Rav Yochanan goes on to say, V'mochra hatzmo, and if we're talking about an Eved who sells himself out of poverty, because that happens too, and he also has the option to remain a slave with getting Ritzia. Ozen Sheshama al Harsinai, ki libnei Yisrael avodim, the ear that heard on Harsinai, that the Jewish people are my servants. V'halach v'kona odin la'atzmo, and he went and found himself a master. Instead of seeing Hashem as his master and presumably having bitachon or being dedicated enough that his bitachon would yield him financial support, he was unable to do so, and he had to sell himself. Tirtza, he also should have his ear pierced. Again, as a reminder, to help get it through his head that he should really listen and understand the messages. So, on the one hand, it's a very compelling explanation as to why the Torah requires the Eved Ivri, who wants to stay as a servant after the 6 years, why he gets his ear pierced. Unfortunately, though, it's really not such a great answer, and many of the Mefarshim ask this, including the Klei Yakar, and there's two basic questions here. Question number one is, if this is for, let's say, for selling himself inappropriately, that he should have been on a higher madrega, had more bitachon, so Hashem could have supported him, and he didn't need to to sell himself as a servant and be a servant to a master. Instead, he should have been a servant of Hashem. So why are we piercing his ear now? Pierce his ear at the beginning of his servitude. And certainly in the case of the fellow who stole, who also wasn't listening, Ozan Shashama Bahar Sinai, the ear that heard on Har Sinai Lo Signov, obviously wasn't listening, and he stole, and then he couldn't pay back his debt, and now he gets sold as an Eved. Why again do we wait to pierce his ear until he renews his Avdus, until he says, I want to stay after the 6 years? So that's question number one. Why is it being delayed? Question number two is, presumably, we see that his continuing his avdus is against the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It's not appropriate for him to be a servant of a master. He should be a servant only of Hashem. So why do we indulge him then? I mean, if it's so bad, just follow through with the original law, which is that he serves for 6 years, up to 6 years maximum, and at the seventh year he goes free. Why is the Torah kind of building in this clause where, well, you really shouldn't do it, and if you do it, we're going to disapprove and we're going to pierce your ear, but you can do it anyway and we'll make it legal. So that's another interesting question. So regarding the first question, the Klei Yakar makes a very simple point. He says that you don't punish somebody two punishments. So the guy who's being sold because he stole and he can't afford to pay it up, his being sold as an eved is a punishment enough. Or the person that's experiencing extreme poverty and he must go into servitude in order to support himself, this is enough of a punishment. He should have realized, he should have had more bitachon, whatever it is, but this is enough of a punishment. But then when he has an opportunity to go free and he renews his commitment, so to speak, to being an eved, then he has to get another klop. Then he has to get another punishment. That's how the Klei Yakar learns it. And I want to talk about this in a lot more detail, because what this represents on some level is the stubbornness of the addict, or for that matter, anybody who's caught in a compulsive web of sin, where the person doesn't even realize how bad the matzav is, doesn't realize how bad the situation is, so much so that he desires a bad situation instead of wanting to get out of it. And we're going to go in a little more detail on that. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, talks about the notion that when bad things happen, it's incumbent upon a person, an individual, and a tzibur, to search their actions, to do a cheshbon, a nefesh, and to daven and ask forgiveness for the sins that they have in their hands. Now, this kind of discussion falls out of favor. It's very difficult to tell people today to think along those lines that every time something bad happens, that it is actually requires some kind of reflection and tshuva, but this is really in the Gemara and Brachos, Yefashvish b'masav, or Yemashmesh b'masav, a person is supposed to do this, and it really is Das Torah. Now, there's an interesting proviso, which is that you're not allowed to, when something bad happens to a friend, it's considered an onas dvarim for you to say to the friend, this is because of your sins. That is the chait of Eov's friends who did that, is brought down the Gemara and Bava Metzia, I think around Nun Ches or Nun Tes, around there where it talks all about Einoah, this is brought down too, so that it's one thing if it happens to somebody else, you're not supposed to tell them, oh, that's because of your sins. But the person himself, when something bad happens, has to make a cheshbon and nefesh and has to think, what made me vulnerable to this situation? So the Rambam goes on to say, and this is where we start to talk about stubbornness and willfulness of an addict. He says, "Avol imloyas gizakovloyariu." If when people are experiencing trouble and they don't cry out and they actually used to blow truas, like on Rosh Hashanah, but on a tinus, on a self-imposed tinus, in order to arouse people to do tshuva. They would blow the shofar. El yomru davar zeh miminaga olam. They would say, this is just a natural occurrence. Ira lanu. Betzorazu nikra nikris. This is just a happening. An accident. You know, somebody experiences a financial loss, an illness. It's just the way things go. It's just an accident. The Rambam says, no. Harezo derech achzorius. This is considered cruelty to oneself and to the community, because the Rambam here is talking in the context of a difficulty befalling a community. The goremus lohamli dubik maaseh meroyim, and it will cause them to stick to the evil ways. V'tosif atzorat zoras acheres, and then there'll be even more bad things happening afterwards. V'shakasa b'torah v'alachta mimi v'keri, that's when the Torah says, if you will go with me with happenstance, Hashem is warning, if you treat me in a casual way, and you treat the occurrences as happenstance, and I will then respond to you with happenstance. I'll just let whatever happens to you happen, and you won't gain from divine protection and divine guidance. Now, the Torah also says, and this is interesting, because this is how we tie ourselves into the Eved. We'll do a little cheshbon, which... to my knowledge, is something that I noticed. I'm sure some other mefarshim say it too, but I haven't seen it. So the pasuk says like this: if you don't listen, this is in the Teichachos and Vayikra, Perchafav pasuk Yitchas. Im ad elo lo sishmu li. If you do not listen to me up until this point, you still don't listen to my Teichachos. V'yasafti lo yasra eschem. I will add and give you more yisurim. Sheva achat toseichem. I'll give you 7 times the amount. Now, let's understand. The Eved Ivri, right, he gets sold for 6 years, right? And he goes free on the 7th, right? So this Eved Ivri now, let's do the math. If we were to do, right, 7 times, if we were to do 7 times 6, what would we get? We'd get 42. Right? So, let's just follow the cheshbon over here. The Eved Ivri is sold for 6 years. That's his initial. That's his initial punishment. He doesn't take into account, he does not use his ozen, he does not use his ear to really listen and hear what his terribly reduced social status is, that he has to suffer being an Eved. He doesn't listen. And he doesn't elevate himself spiritually, and so he wants to stay as an Eved, right? What happens? He stays until Yovel, which is after 49 years. So he was an Eved first for 6 years, right? And then you take another 7 times 6, which is the Sevach that Hashem says, I'll add on 6 times, you get 42, right? The 42 and 6 very close to the 49th year. I'm not exactly sure how we get that last year in there, but the point, I think, the secret implication here is that he's getting a punishment now 7 times the amount. Now, let's go back here for a second. Let's just say that the Klei Yakar gave a good teretz, right? Remember, he had 2 kashas, but so far we only answered one. 2 kashas was, one, why does he get the punishment of piercing the ear only after he renews his avdus, when really the punishment is either for stealing or for not making Hashem his master and not trusting in Hashem enough? So why didn't he get the punishment right away? So the Klei Yakar said, the reason is because you don't give 2 punishments at the same time. So only when he doesn't do tshuva and he continues, he gets the next punishment like we just saw. But we had another question too. The other question was, why does Hashem let him continue to be an Eved? It's a legal transaction. The Torah said you only do it for 6 years. Then the guy decides he wants to be an Eved more, and it's really not the right thing. We let him stay an Eved until Yovel, until the 50th year. So, what's the pshat? So you have to understand that a person who's sick physically or mentally doesn't think about things in the same way that a regular person does. Now, Ibn Ezra says something fascinating. He says one sentence, you can look it up, it's in a long piece in Perchof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and he says, Ein la'odim ba'olam yoser kasha olav. There is not for a person anything harder than this. And what? What is the hardest thing in the whole world than this? Mi yosu b'shus adam kamohu, to be under the dominion of his peer. Meaning, it's one thing if you have somebody who's you recognize as a king, or you recognize as is much smarter than you. That's okay. There is a hierarchy in the world. There's Kohanim, there's Levim, there's kings, there's wealthy people, there's smart people. But if you have to be subjugated to a peer, to someone who in essence you feel is the same as you, but just because of your circumstance, you have to be lower. Ibn Ezra says there's nothing harder in the world than that. By the way, parenthetically, Ibn Ezra was extremely poor his whole life. He writes a poem somewhere, I think, at the beginning of his Pirush. Or you have to find it. It's not there. No, he has a separate book of poems, and he starts out with this whole sarcastic poem. Lu yehe neros schorasi. If I had a business of selling candles, lo yishka hashemesh ad mosi. The sun would never set until I died. He had such bad mouth when it came to Parnassah that whatever he tried didn't succeed. He said, even if I made candles as a candle maker, if that was my business, then the sun would never set. Anyway, you can make what you want of that. But the point is, Ibn Ezra knew when he wrote this, he was talking from also personal experience that he knew what it was like to be poor. In any case, getting back to our story, being an Eved is a horrible thing. But he doesn't realize it. This guy wants to stay an Eved. He should hate being an Eved. So why does he want to stay being an Eved? So here the Rambam in the Shmona Prakim, Perek Gimel, makes a very interesting point. He actually makes two points, which we'll talk about, and it relates very much to the distorted mindset of an addict. The Rambam in Perek Gimel and Shmona Prakim points out that just like when you're physically ill, a lot of times the things that would normally taste good taste bitter, and a lot of times the things that taste bitter taste good, so too someone who has choli hanefesh, someone whose nefesh is sick, things that really should be bad feel good, and things that really should be good feel bad. That's the distorted thinking of an addict. And there's so many ways to understand that in the addict's life, that they'll do and chase after things that are poison. Even, you want to talk about nicotine? Nicotine burns the throat, burns the lungs. It tastes horrible, makes you sick. But the addict starts to love the taste of nicotine. And so too with any other type of addictive behavior. Now, that's the Choli HaNefesh. So the Eved, all right, the Eved, he doesn't realize his Matzav is so bad. He did not reach a point where he understood how disgusting and horrible it is to be under somebody else's dominion, because he's in a crazy mindset. Now you add the Rambam in Perek Daled and Shmona Prakim, he extends this metaphor and says that is another way that choli hanefesh, that illnesses of the body are similar to, the illnesses of the soul are similar to illnesses of the body, which is that sometimes medicine that you would take when you're sick, which would normally be harmful to you, is helpful. And the other way around, right? Foods that normally would be helpful to you when you're sick could be harmful, right? Anybody that's had a stomach virus knows that, right? That sometimes the horrible food is what you need to take, and sometimes the good food makes you sick. So a person that is choli hanefesh is in the same matzav, and that's why the Rambam says, for example, that even though normally a person shouldn't go to extremes in their midos, the person should try to choose the middle path and not go to extremes. If he has a choli hanefesh, if in some way his soul is sick and distorted, he may go to the other extreme in order to balance himself out. So, for example, if a person is unusually miserly, even though really one should not be overly generous, one should just be properly generous, if he wants to break the midah, the Rambam says that you need to go to the extreme and give away a lot of money to accustom yourself to become generous, and then you can go back to the middle, which is really the ideal, which is to be reasonably generous and not incredibly generous. Now, the point here is The point here is that this person who became an Eved, we can understand that the Torah recognizes that because he has a distortion and because he's sick, he needs to have a master. He's not ready to be in the world on his own. He needs to go through this. If he didn't have a master, if he wasn't busy working all day, he'd be doing more averus. So even though the Torah is criticizing him and saying that Ozen Shoshama Bahar Sinai, your ear should have heard this, and not only that, your ear didn't hear Lo Signov, or your ear didn't hear that you should make Hashem your master, and now, what are you doing? Not only did you stay in Eved for 6 years, but you're so crazy and you're so distorted that this humiliating state, you want to continue, and you need to know that that's crazy, distorted, addict thinking, that you've got to stay in your state, and what's bad feels good for you, but since that's how crazy you are, Taki, you need to be in Eved more. You need to take it more. You need to hopefully, this is a person, remember, in the Torah universe, right? The person that has the money is virtuous. So the master is a virtuous person. The master is going to take care of you and guide you and teach you. You'll become a part of his house. Even an Eved Kanani has to keep kosher and follow many mitzvahs, right? And Eved Ivri is for sure going to be shaped by the environment of his master's house. So then you'll go through your process, and eventually you'll reach a point where you can correct yourself. But the central point over here to review is that the thinking of a person, the Rambam mentions that the thinking of a person that has a choli nefesh, that has an illness of the soul, their thinking can become so distorted that, number one, what should be bad and what anybody would recognize would be bad and harmful to them is desirable and tasty and good, just like a person who's sick needs certain foods. And not only that, but their refuah could even be sometimes to go through an extended period of unusual discomfort and unusual difficulty to change that midah, to help the person grow out of it, even though normally a person shouldn't go to extremes. So what I'm going to do right now is shut off the recording, and then we'll also be able to take questions. Just hold a moment.